Lord, at your bidding I am bain, sith none other the grace will gain, it will I fulfil fain, for gracious I thee find. 100 winters and 20 this ship-making tarried have I, if through amendment thy mercy would fall into mankind. Have done, ye men and women all, hie you, lest this water fall, that each beast were in his stall, and into this ship brought. Of clean beasts, 7 shall be, of unclean, 2. Thus God bade me. The flood is nigh, you may well see, therefore tarry you not.
And the stage direction says Noah goes into the ark with all his family, except his wife. There is an additional stage direction which I haven't got on the screen, which goes into detail about the way the ark would have been staged, in that there would have been panels, specially painted with the animals on. And we are now going to go through all the animals. And so the sons and various other members of the family will now start listing off the animals. Sir, here are lions, leopards in... horses, mares, oxen and swine, geats, calves, sheep and kine, here sitten thou may see.
Camels, asses, man may find, buck, doe, hart and hind, and beasts of all manner of kind, here been, as thinketh me.
Take here cats and dogs too, otters, foxes, full mart also. Hares, hopping, gaily can go. Here cow, here four to eat.
And here are bears, wolves set, apes, owls and marmoset, weasels, squirrels and ferret. Here they are eaten their meat.
And this is another wife, but I'll read it anyway. Yet more beasts are in this house. Here catis, makeny crouse. Here a rat and here a mouse. They stand nigh together.
And here are fowls, less and more. Herns, cranes, and bytor, swans, peacocks, and then before, meat for this weather.
Here are cocks, kites, crows, rooks, ravens, many rows, ducks, curlews, whoever knows, each one in his kind. And here are doves, digs, drakes, redshanks running through the lakes, and each fowl that leaden makes in this ship may find.
Wife, come in. Why stand'st thou there? Thou art ever froward, that dare I swear. Come in, on God's half. Time it were, for fear lest we drown.
And at this point, we don't know what special effects they may have had. The impression is that there is something of a deluge going on, and Noah's wife is resolutely sitting outside because, as you'll find in a moment, she refuses to come on board until her gossips, her good friends, are allowed on board, which isn't going to happen because God doesn't want that to happen. So we have a change in performer for Noah's wife, and go Noah's wife.
Yea, sir, set up your sail and row forth with evil heel, for without any fail I will not out of this town. But I have my gossips every one. 1 foot further I will not gone. They shall not drown, by St. John, and I may save their life. They love me well, full by Christ, but thou wilt let them into thy cart chest. I don't know what that word is. Chest?
Okay,
chest.
Pause there for a second. Chest. C-H-I-S-T.
Else row forth, Noah, and when thou list, then get thee a new wife.
Sem, son, lo, thy mother is raw. Forsooth, such another I do not know.
Oh, father, I shall fetch her in, I trow, without any fail. Mother, my father after thee send, and bids thee into yonder ship wend. Look up and... see the wind, for we be ready to sail. Just a pause there for the moment, just to clarify for those listening at home. Noah's wife has once again changed again.
Son, go again to him and say, I will not come therein today.
Come in, wife, in 20 devil's way, or else stand there without.
Shall we all fetch her in?
Yea, sons, in Christ's blessing and mine, I would you hide you betime, for of this flood I am in doubt.
At this point, the good gossips speak, and I think we're going to attempt to do this in unison. And, of course, they don't want to drown, which seems quite reasonable to me.
The flood comes in, full fleeting fast, on every side that spreadeth full fair. For the fear of drowning, I am aghast.
Good gossip,
let us draw near, and let us drink, or we depart, for oftentimes we have done so. For at one draught thou drink a quart, and so will I do, or I go. Here is a pottle full of malmsey, good and strong. It will rejoy both heart and tongue.
Just to pause you there, here's a pottle, which is just bottle, and is rather nice. And we had a definition of what schist was, and schist was actually a reference to the ark, the ship itself. Just going back a little bit there. So here is a pottle full of malmsey. Say that again. Good.
Here is a pottle full of malmsey, good and strong. It will rejoy both heart and tongue. Though noy think us ne'er so long, yet we will drink alike.
Mother, we pray you all together. Come, we are here, your own childer. Come into the ship for fear of the weather, for his love that you bought.
That will I not, for all your call, but I have my gossips all.
In faith, mother, yet you shall, whether you will or not.
And at this point, there is no stage direction. However, it is perfectly clear at this moment that Sem picks her up. So if we could have the sound of a little bit of a groan and a scream, please. And then you're into the ark, whether you want it to or not.
Oh!
Welcome, wife, into this boat.
And have thou that for thy moat.
Aha!
Excellent, yes, a good slap there.
Marry, this is hote. It is good to be still. Ah, children, methinks my boat remeaves. Our tarrying here hugely me grieves. Over the land the water spreads. God do as he will.
And then they sing, and presumably this was quite a spectacular moment. We've had a fair amount of music in the earlier plays, whether this particular pageant had as much, or whether they were mostly just singing, or whether they had additional musical accompaniment as well, we do not know. However, they do at this point sing, and when they finish singing, Noah looks presumably out of one of the windows.
Ah, great God, that art so good, that watchest not thy will is wood.
Oh, I think that's too interesting a word. Watchest. W-O-R-C-H-I-S. What Wurchis was, W-O-R-C-H-I-S, is just works.
Ah, great God, that art so good, that watchest not thy will is wood. Now all this world is on a flood, as I see well in sight. This window I will shut anon, and into my chamber I will gone, till this water, so great one, be slaked through thy might.
And at this point time must pass, because in a flick of a line Noah comes back on again and says,
Now 40 days are fully gone, send I a raven, I will anon, if aught where earth, tree or stone be dry in any place, and if this fowl come not again, it is a sign, sooth to sayn, that dry it is on hill or plain, and God hath done some grace.
And again, some indication of how time passes must occur, but we don't know how. So again, Noah pops back in again with a blink of an eye.
Ah, Lord, wherever this raven be, somewhere is dry, well I see. But yet a dove, by my luty, after I will send... Thou wilt turn again to me.
Line missing.
Thou wilt turn again to me, something. For of all fowls that may fly, thou art most meek and hend.
And again time passes.
Ah, Lord, blessed be thou, that me hast comfort thus today. By this sight I may well say, this flood begins to cease. My sweet dove to me brought has a branch of olive from some place. This betokeneth God has done us some grace, and is a sign of peace. Ah, Lord, honoured most thou be, all earth dries now I see, but yet till thou command me, hence I will not hie. All this water is away, therefore, as soon as I may, Sacrifice I shall do in fay to thee devoutly.